بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We have started tonight the 24th para. Alhamdulillah. One of the ayat was this: قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. The non-believers, they came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and told him that the religion of Islam is the most wonderful religion, but we are concerned that we have committed that kind of sin. We killed people, committed adultery, whatever, all big sins, major sins. How is it possible that Allah will forgive us? In other words, they thought to themselves, we committed that kind of sin that there is no way that Allah will forgive us. On that occasion, Allah Ta'ala sent this ayat down. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Do not despair in the rahmat of Allah. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and forgiving. However, certain people did accept Islam, and certain people, because you must know that for accepting Islam or accept, you have to have the soul must be there in your body. Once the soul come out of the body, then no matter what you say, then you lost your iman. So many of them did not accept Islam, or they passed it before that. They will now, on the day of Qiyamah, feel how nice we can go back into the world so that we can do good deeds. Now just imagine many Muslims, many people, on a day of Qiyamah, they'll ask Allah Ta'ala that Allah wants to go back into the world so that we can do good deeds. Allah Ta'ala will tell them that you've been given no time in the world. You not take advantage of that. Now to go back into the world, what benefit will you do? So likewise, that was one ayat. Another ayat is, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says that person who calls himself, my Rabb is Allah. Now when you say, my Rabb is Allah, means now you accept Allah Ta'ala to be your Rabb, your provider, your protector. Everything you believe, take Allah Ta'ala, every attribute of Allah Ta'ala, you accept it at heart. Thumma istaqamu means this much, that you have to be very steadfast. The steadfastness must be very important. That means right till you live in this world. That you have trust in Allah Ta'ala completely, not commit any kind of shirk at all. Now this is so important that many of us do not understand. When Allah Ta'ala says thumma istaqamu, that means it's just not for one day and 2 days and 1 year and 10 years. Till you live in this world, you have to be very, very firm that you trust in Allah Ta'ala at all times, in every action of yours. Not that only in that few days. Or that is not easy. So you have to be very firm, to stay firm in that way that you have used. That you do not commit any kind of shirk. You use the correct means. All means you use correct means, but your trust will be in Allah Ta'ala. Even you go to a doctor to take the medication, the rest of it you do, your business, you run your business, everything in the correct way. But your trust is not in the business. Your trust in Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is the giver of everything. So in other words, this is very important to know this month, that you can do everything the correct means. But your means not the trust. The trust is Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. That those type of people, when they pass away, Then those farishtas, they tell them that they come down, you know, there's no fear for you at all now. There's no fear for you at all. In other words, all the doors are open for you. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. In the dunya too, we were your friends, and akhirat we are your friends too. So just imagine that kind of people who have this quality in them, that ثُمَّ اسْتَقَانُوا. To be very firm, you have to be very, very firm at all times. There's no such thing at certain times you have to come down. In every way, that kind of people, that tanazzal wal malaikatu Allah takhafu wa la takhafu. Wa abashiru bil jannah, and glad tidings given for those people who are jannah. So this is the quality that one should have in them. Then another ayat that came in ayat was this, but they do not take evil and good to be equal. evil and good cannot be equal. But always be good, but leave on being evil. In other, repel good with evil with good. In other, always be good to everyone. No matter if that person is bad to you, but you must be good to that person. In other words, it's very important that you must not have anger in you. Anger is something which causes all the harms. So if a person has to keep away from anger, he will realize that he has achieved everything. In this world, you find that the world is full of chaos and disorder merely because of one thing, because of anger. At all our homes today, there is no happiness at all. The reason is because of anger. And why do we get angry? It's because we want it our way, other than the highway. Like that it is. At home it is the same thing. So most important thing is, at all times, keep try to not to get angry. So Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, says that evil can and good cannot be the same. So you must have all the good qualities in you. In that way, if a person is angry with you, but you have tolerance in you and overlook it, in that way he becomes more closer and friend to you. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala that whatever is there tonight, Allah Ta'ala accept it. And this night may be the Laylatul Qadr night. You must have hopes. How you take Allah Ta'ala? Allah Ta'ala takes you like that. If you take this night with Laylatul Qadr, Allah Ta'ala must give it to you. So make dua, Allah Ta'ala must. You must accept the night of Laylatul Qadr. Give it the night of Laylatul Qadr. We are very weak, you know. Allah Ta'ala says, it's better than 1,000 nights. Better than, equivalent to 1,000. Better than 1,000 nights. You know, the more than 1,000 nights. Allah Ta'ala is so kind to us. And just imagine, just to spend a few minutes or 1 hour, 2 hours before you go to sleep. Just 1-2 hours to spend, you got the night of Laylatul Qadr. Allah has been so kind to us. So let us take advantage of it. Allah Ta'ala accept all our du'as on this day. And du'a for the whole world, whatever is happening throughout the world, where the Muslims are going through so much of hard time and difficulties. Allah Ta'ala will remove all the difficulties and give them victory wherever they are. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina. اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأتنا ما تسألنا اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك اللهم ربنا أتم لنا نورنا واغفر إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا واغفر ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو اعف عنا يا كريم اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو اعف عنا يا غفور اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو اعف عنا يا كريم اللهم هب لنا من الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره لنا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من الراشدين واجعلنا من الذين معقوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم ربنا أتم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكون من الخاسرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمة من القوم الكافرين ونجنا برحمة من القوم الكافرين ربنا ربنا أتم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك غفور لنا والإخوان الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك غفور اللهم نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم فالله خير حافظ ورحمة الراحمين لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير وصلى الله تعالى على سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب.